Rich and Karen Carpenter. Hey, that was something else, you people. You work mighty well together, I must say. I thought brothers and sisters were always fighting.
We are always fighting, Sam, for the right sound. But we fight our musical battles as a team, right, Karen?
Yep, you're right, brother. You're the senior member. You're 23 and I'm 20.
You've both been on the music scene a very long time. You must have teamed up early.
We did. I started on the accordion as a school kid and switched to the piano a little later. For a few years, I played at some jazz at some clubs and parties and stuff like that, the usual.
Then your family moved from Connecticut to Southern California. Karen, how did you like the trip?
Oh, it was pretty nice, but it was kind of rough getting my drums over the Rockies along with my electric bass.
But you both did get to Hollywood and the Hollywood Bowl in 1966. It's not bad for two youngsters, I'd say.
We were fortunate enough to win the Hollywood Bowl Battle of the Bands. Karen, her old brother, and a bass man. The Carpenter Trio. Our bass picker also played the tuba, and that night he knocked everybody's zonks with a sensational solo. We won the contest and a recording contract.
You were a jazz trio then, as I remember. A little later you went rock with a sextet and called yourself The Spectrums?
That's correct. We dug around the rock scene in L.A. for about a year, played some of the top nightclubs. Rich and I were lead singers as well as members of the band. Then
we decided to concentrate on singing, playing, and creating our own special arrangements.
Arrangements? That's the word. Arrangements are very important. It's like a fellow making arrangements today for his career tomorrow. We'll hear some more of the Carpenters' arrangements in just a few seconds.